Matt, could you talk about the season? I know it's been disappointing for all of you, but if you could talk a little bit about it, appreciate it.
Yeah, obviously, you know, our record's not where we want it to be, and, you know, in the NFL, you are what your record says you are, and we understand that. You know, we've been in a lot of close games and haven't been able to come out on top for one reason or another, so got to try to, you know, play good enough this week to get a win.
What do you think the difference is between now and this time a year ago?
You know, we were winning some of those close games, ball was bouncing our way a little bit. You know, in some of those games, that's what it takes sometimes. But at the same time, we're making making some plays that we may or may not be making this year.
Matt, is it even more frustrating? You guys, the division started out so close, and if you look, you know, the Bears, Green Bay, and Minnesota are all still in the hunt for the playoffs. Does it make it even more frustrating when you see your fellow division teams and the spot that you guys are in?
Not really. We're just more worried about ourselves than everybody else, to tell you the truth.
Where are you at with your pass catching guys, considering all the injuries and stuff at wide receiver?
We obviously have new guys stepping up this week. Called a guy up from practice squad, and then have another guy that's been inactive ready to go. And you know, that's the way the NFL is. Next guy in, get ready to go, and you know, learn your role for this week, and get ready to make some plays.
Is there much comfort level for you with those guys?
You know, we got 3 days of practice for the game, and it's my job and their job to get comfortable with each other, and we go out there and play.
Because you've had so many twos, threes, and fours out there on the perimeter, how much more remarkable is Calvin's season with the attention he's been getting?
Yeah, he's been doing a heck of a job. You know, I think Coach Linehan deserves a lot of credit, finding ways to get him open, get him in favorable matchups, and then letting him, you know, do his thing. And you know, it's fun to be a part of.
Do you have to be wary of throwing him the ball too much, or is that not even possible to throw the ball to him too much?
You know, you always got to make a good decision and a good read. You know, that's number one, first and foremost. But you know, if he's getting even coverage, you know, he's a tough one to not throw the ball to.
Matt, how are you holding up? I mean, this is not how you expected this season to go. How are you doing, and what do you do as a leader to kind of, you know, keep the ship going when things aren't going well?
You lead by example. You know, I'm here every day working my ass off trying to get wins, and you know, as a quarterback, all you can do is keep throwing and you know, keep trying to put the team in the best position to win, and I'll continue to try and do that week in and week out.
Does this game mean anything extra to you guys, considering it's been so long since the Lions won in Green Bay?
You know, it's obviously always fun to go and play at Lambeau. It's such a great venue. Sunday night will be a blast. But, you know, I think for a lot of the guys, that streak's been going on a lot longer than most of us have been around. Really, the only guy probably old enough to remember it all is Hanson. But, you know, we're worried about the last 3 or 4 years not getting a win there. You know, we were obviously close last year and you know, played really well on offense and just didn't get it done.
You know, he hasn't won here either. You know, Jason hasn't won here either. I think it's 19 years for him.
Right, that's what I was saying. I don't think so, yeah. He's the only one, I think, that can remember all of them.
Matt, was last year's game here, was that fun? Is that fun for a quarterback? I know you didn't like the outcome, and you still went to the playoffs, so it wasn't the end of the world, but was that a fun game to play?
As a quarterback, you always love shootouts. They're fun, you know, to go out there and try and match, you know, what the other quarterback's doing and what the other offense is doing. Obviously, you want to win the game. You know, we scored a touchdown there late in the game. Thought we had it at one, but, you know, Flynn did a great job of leading them back down for another score, so... you know, it's never fun to lose, but it's definitely, you know, sometimes fun for a quarterback to get into a shootout.
I'm sure you've been asked this by your own guys back home, but what's going through your head when Titus Young's lining up in the wrong spot against the Packers?
You know, just trying to figure out why. But, you know, that's kind of just we're moving forward from that.
After a game like you had against the Texans, or even on Sunday, tell me what that says about at least the character of your team And what do you say amongst your teammates when, you know, you come out again on the short end of a long game like that?
You know, I think it says a lot about us. You know, the fact that we can, you know, come out a little way from the game against Green Bay where we lose it in the last minute, get you, you know, a demoralizing, tough loss, come out the next week and play the best team in the league in the Texans and take them to overtime and have a chance to win it and not win it and have the same kind of loss happen and then, you know, come out the next week against a hot Colts team and put forth the effort we did. There's no lack of effort. There's no, you know, lack of desire to win football games. Just haven't gotten it done for whatever reason.
What do you think of Luck, and what do you think of the rookie class of QBs, Matt?
I think they're pretty good. They're good players.